Social media, mm-hmm. I think, has turned everything yep. upside down. Mm-hmm. It has given people extraordinary power to put out their own identity, their own space. Kardashian has more followers, and she is someone you could look at and wonder, where did she come from? Mm-hmm. She's so exotic looking, she doesn't fit any mold, actually. And she lives that way. Her whole family lives that way. But I think social media has turned the fashion upside down. And I think the modeling and this whole movement of be yourself and expanding the unity. But at the end of the day, people like to look at what they like to look at. It's perceptions of what do you want to look at? Or Izzy or these people just have broken the ceiling of are you really talented?
Oh, Lizzo?
See? There's a problem. Okay, are you really... I do not... See, I'm way behind. I just found Instagram. Look, are you really talented? Do you have talent? And do people...
Value it?
So you have all... Now, you have so many different platosphere that you can find your happiness. The problem that's happening... is people are segregating by choice. Mm-hmm. Now, you just get a feed of what this means to you, and you get a feed of what all soccer boating, and you get a feed of everything cool, and you get Korean soap operas. That's a whole other podcast. you know, and you might just do, you know, I just want to know what's the best thing on Netflix so I can just chill out and enjoy myself. You know? And everyone is doing that. And so now when you see the advertisers, they're like, wait a minute. And so now they're mixing up advertisement. Like, they're using all kinds of people.
They're
because
all multiracial.
All multi because you just have to, how do you neutralize? How do you make it neutral that everyone will pay attention? So we're in this interesting time that is breaking paradigms that we might have one day just a bunch of robots with no faces out there selling you soap.
I think it's going to evolve. It's going to change because of, like Lucy was saying, there's so many platforms. There's so many ways for people to get information or to release or to find their own world or what's important to them, and it's all being put out there. So the one point of view where it was more the Euro look or the white is going to change, and I think it's going to change more of people who can wield power will be considered
Kamala.
The good looking person. But I think we're going to see more multicultural. Two reasons why, because we're all going to consume that, because I'm going to buy something of somebody who looks more like me, and it's marketable.
Well, do you think our family's privilege will increase, given that now, at one point, me and Gabriello didn't fit the mold, and I think increasingly... all of us are starting to do more.
I don't think so. I think it depends on how you guys carry it forward.
I think what's going to happen with the social media is, again, I go back to everybody's, what do you perceive as beautiful? And now you're going to just, that's all you're going to consume. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because I'm going to go to, segregation by choice can be a very deadly thing. Mm-hmm. So now, because I think what's happened with social media, if you notice, makeup off the chain. Mm-hmm.
And they're making makeup now, for everybody.
You can go and change your face. Mm-hmm. You can go digitally.
You can put freckles.
Lighter
eyes.
You can have 10 identities virtually.
You can have different colored skin.
You can go for it. It's like whatever you perceive to be beautiful, you can now create this virtual reality of it. Mm-hmm. That can be a good thing because you can mess around and say, ooh, I want to be this today. I want to be that today. And I can do it all on Instagram. Today I'm Chinese. Tomorrow I'm this. Whatever. That's wonderful. But at the end of the day, you got to know who you are. Mm-hmm. You have to have that self-confidence. Like, I know who I am, but today I'm going
to
be this, this.
I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. But I think that not in the very near future because
right now, you people can you can get a new nose cheaper. As all of these things, we're still looking at a white dominant, whatever you want to look at it. Yeah, some white women, they go get their butt implants. I mean, yeah, but it's still people are changing their bodies in a way that it still mirrors the white world. It's sort of like, yeah, white folks go get a tan because it's awesome, and now I like that black woman's boobs, so I'm tap that on. They're picking certain aspects of that, which is cool. But I think that right now, for the younger women that are coming up, there's too much still push that they're getting, you know, boob jobs early on. People are getting massive, you know, get your nose fixed. There's still a push to that cosmetic surgery to get to that idea of beauty. And then who's still defining that idea thing? We can talk about, we hope that we raise our children, have good sense of who they are, appreciate who they are through their developmental stages. But at the end of the day, there's still a push in for a certain way, no matter what ethnic group. Asians are still trying to be lighter skinned and not get tanned. It is this thing that
it's generational.
Each community has this thing to differentiate, this need to be similar rather than different. Mm.
I think social media is making a hack on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it's hacking.
Gonna be a little while.
It really is hacking it. I think it's happening a lot faster than I thought. It's just, I mean, I don't even know
what. Right now it's cool to be different.
The influencer is a new word.
Did you have something to say, Gabriel?
We're coming to the end.
Just that I think Instagram has grown insanely since, I think I created an Instagram maybe my freshman year going into maybe even my sophomore in college. And now it's like a Snapchat, it's a recipe place, it's how you can shop on it, it's everything. And I feel like people who have grown up using Instagram, I feel like are definitely more, or they are better at using it and creating content. And I feel like the people who create the best content in a way that not only intrigues their followers, but also reaches people who are just scrolling and have like a very specific point of view, mm-hmm. people lean towards. So I feel like those people eventually, maybe not tomorrow, are gonna rise up in like the pretty factor or have more worth per se than someone who is not so just Instagram savvy. Right, because you could see them out and you could talk to them, but a lot of times people are like, oh, do you have an Instagram? And then they follow you, and then you get out that way. And it was a thing for a very long time when I was in school that, oh, what's your Instagram? And it was based, well, it wasn't said, but it was felt that your worth, essentially, or like how cool you were, or how many friends you had, was how many followers you had, mm-hmm. and how many people you followed. Mm-hmm. Because if you followed more people than followed you, it was like, oh, maybe you don't.
There's a whole different.
And it's all about like
another hierarchy.
It's a whole thing, but I feel like
popularity,
the pretty factor, I don't necessarily think is just going to be based on your appearance. Mm-hmm. It will be, but it's going to be multifaceted, like what you do in your life and how you do it, and
that's true.
How creative you are.
There's a lot of pressure,
your creativity, and your point of view on things, rather than what your face looks like.
You're right. True. Because now you can instantly look somebody up. I mean, you Google people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A celebrity isn't just a celebrity because they're beautiful and they did it.
No, they have to have. Now it's more pressure. You have to have a whole life.
Yeah.
It's just extraordinary. So the one thing that everyone now is gravitating to is, how do I maintain privacy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Privacy has become the coup d'etat. Like, anyone who can keep their life private is now mysterious. Now it's like creates an even bigger want, mm-hmm. because you can't get access. You can't. You don't know what they're doing. It's almost reversing, where anyone who can protect their privacy, that's what Apple does. That's the commercial. Lock it. Because the future is, how do I keep my stuff private? Because it's getting much more difficult.
Or people don't jack it.
Yeah.